is going to be over there.
I'll be moving around to, to take pictures and do things. I'm going to try to get some behind the scenes stuff too. On my new phone.
My new fancy phone. Okay, so here we are. Another episode of SparkCast. We are recording in December of 2018. I am Remy, and I am joined today by the lovely Nyx and Henrik, one of our beautiful Spark couples. Hi, guys. How are you doing this morning?
Hi.
Doing well? Having a fun weekend?
Yeah, yes. a little bit crunchy this weekend.
A little bit crunchy?
Done a lot of fun things with friends, so yeah.
That's good. Yeah, we were supposed to be recording this yesterday, and due to having a little bit too much fun, we pushed it a day back, but I'm so happy to be sitting with you guys here this morning. But let's just dive right into this. You guys have done a few films with Spark Erotic. How long now have you guys been involved with Spark?
Going on 2 years?
Yeah, 2 years.
Okay.
2 years.
Okay. And let's see here. You guys have done a film together, a couple films together.
The Chase.
At this point, we've done The Chase.
And Restored.
And Restored. And Nyx, you were also in Heaven.
Yes.
We're going to be talking a little bit later with Nyx and one of our other couples that may be here in the background. Evie and Logan are also joining us. We're going to be talking about the film that is currently wrapping up, The Perfect Place. But sitting with you guys and talking with you today, how did you guys become a part of Spark? How did you meet Kamen or Vachi?
Well, we had actually seen them in passing at really large events or really large parties. And we actually had a friend that was already in our circle of lifestyle friends that said, "Have you seen Spark Erotic?" And I was like, "No, what's Spark Erotic?" And she handed me a little booklet that had a bunch of little pictures in it. And I was like, "That is so cool." And they're like, "Have you seen the film?" I'm like, "There's a film?" And they're like, "Yeah, it's a film company." And so they showed us Rogue's film.
Redemption,
yes. And I fell in love. I was like, "This is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Look at this girl. She looks so sassy, so fearless, and so comfortable with herself and her sexuality, and not only just like doing it, but really like making you feel it with her." And I had never seen anything like that, especially when it came to anything erotic or porn, quote unquote. And it was just different. And I said, "I wouldn't be a part of that." Like that, it gave me chills. It gave me almost a sense, like it drew me in for a sense of purpose, like beyond just what I was seeing. It was like, this has some power to it. And I was like, I've got to do it. It took me a little bit to get in, a couple months, but I got in and I was really excited to do so.
And so Henrik, from the male perspective of that, what was that like seeing, you know, something like Redemption, as Nyx was saying, it was kind of different than other erotic films or porn-based things. Like, how's that for you, seeing that?
Yeah, no, I thought it was just absolutely stunningly beautiful, and that absolutely drew me in. I had a little bit different motivation for it than she did initially. My motivation for it initially was that I wanted that quality of film with the two of us, and I mean, we're in the lifestyle, so having sex with other people is always something that was on the table and could be a result of that, but. My main thing was a little bit more selfish than that. I just wanted that kind of, you know, it was so beautiful, and I wanted that for us. So, yeah.
And so for you guys, because you are a married couple, how long have you guys been married now?
Just under a year.
Okay.
A little over a year.
We'll edit that out. We'll look at that. Make sure you give the right answer. Yeah.
But we've been together.
We talked about how we were a little crunchy, and I want to make sure that, that all of that is justified. Yeah.
And so being in the lifestyle, this is, you know, something where your relationship is open. How did that conversation go from, okay, it's okay for us to talk about and have sex outside of our marriage with other people. How does that transfer to now we're going to do that on film and show that to the world?
Yeah, that's a I don't know that we can answer that one. I don't know how to answer
that.
Yeah,
we can.
You can. You will then answer.
I think, you know, to be honest, I grew up very conservative and very much a woman's place is to serve a man. And that if you're a good girl, then you'll live a happy life and, you know, you'll have all the things that you want just as long as you're a good girl and, you know, you do everything that your husband says. And when I met Henrik, he was completely different from any other man that I'd ever met. Granted, I did grow up in the South, luckily, he still had that Southern boy charm and the politeness and the respect. But what was different is that he actually encouraged me to embrace my sexuality and to kind of pull it out of me and say, this is okay. I completely accept you for who you are. And I'm going to show you that this feels amazing, that you don't have to be suppressed. You don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to feel, you know, jealousy. You don't have to feel envious because you're perfect as is, and I'm going to show you this beautiful world. And he did. And I think it was more than he anticipated. Like, it was probably something that he always wished that would manifest, but getting into it really kind of changed both of us. Mostly, I think me, just because I realized how sexual I was. And to be able to tap into that really made me evolve as a person. And I think when Spark came along, I was personally like, yes, I'm just going to grab at everything that feels good, that empowers me as a woman and my sexuality so I can inspire other women. That's what he did for me, what the lifestyle did, and how it just kept manifesting. And it's mostly, you know, because I had such a wonderful partner that says, whatever you want to do, you go do it. We're going to do it together.
So that encouragement was something that you found more so than anyone else that you've ever been with.
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
That's beautiful. You know, on that note, you know, what is it about, like, obviously you guys, you know, you fell in love, you got married, you wanted to spend your time with each other, like, and that sort of a thing was a turn on that he had for you. What are some other, like, sort of unconventional things that you guys find as turn-ons and that attracted you to one another?
I'm attracted to her fiery nature. I mean, like, she's got a certain rebellion where if you tell her something, sometimes her initial reaction is to just blow that off and do what she's going to do anyways. And I'm all tearing up. I find it endearing. Like, it's actually like... oh.
He's the sweetest man. well, there are so many things that I find attractive about him and special because I find him so unique as a person. People, especially women who have never met you, it's almost like dancing around like, is he into me? Is he not into me? He's like not like talking to me. He's not like flirting with me. I don't know what's happening here. And it's because he's so respectful and one of his like greatest fears is offending a woman or disrespecting a woman or making her feel uncomfortable. And I think that that's really special because he is so aggressive in bed and so like manhandling and like very, it's hot, but it's so hot to have that
the duality
spectrum. Yeah. That full spectrum of, you know, respect and balanced and calm nature, but then when it comes to his sexuality, once he's comfortable, he can truly be himself. And it's really interesting how it works when the other person being myself, reciprocates all of that energy and takes it in. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like it works, whereas some women may be a little frightened by that kind of aggressive nature. But because he is also calm and kind and stoic and respectful, it works. And I find that very interesting and very unique. I've never had such dualities in a male before, seen such extreme dualities in a male. But also, he balances me. I mean, he's very, very, very fucking smart. I mean, it's over the top. Like, where he's at on a professional level, with the fact that he doesn't have much college education, is really astounding. It really just shows how fucking smart he is. And with that, he keeps me grounded, because I'm a dreamer. I'm like, I am a visionary, and I see the big picture, and he's able to say, okay, honey, you got to look at this, you got to look at this, you got to look at this to make this work. And as much as I might be like, fuck that, I'm doing it my way, I know that I'm like, okay, I always circle back around, and he like levels me out, and that's really special.
On the flip side too, there's that for me, like we were just having a discussion today with this group of people that, you know, if I were left to my own devices, I would do things like use the same soap for 40 years. you have this nature of exploration that I get to experience, because otherwise I wouldn't be so adventurous. You know, you push me to those things. So I ground you, and you pull me out and make me go on adventures with you and experience things. So, yeah.
Yeah. So she sort of lets her imagination, her ability to go above and beyond and get kind of out there, whereas you're more like the grounding rod, and you kind of pull each other back in. And so, yeah, no, that's a beautiful harmony that you guys seem to have found in each other. On the topic of, you know, the sexual nature that, you know, you were kind of talking about with him, has it always been that way? Has your sex life sort of developed more? Like, what was, say, the first time that you guys ended up having sex together? What was that like compared to what things are like now?
So the first time we had sex, I last a long time, it's kind of on the bad side of things, because orgasms for me are sometimes difficult. And so we had a lot of sexual talk, as you kind of do sometimes when you're coworkers who start a sexual exploration together. And so I had talked this up as kind of a thing of a little bit of pride, you know, that I was going to last forever and yada yada. And I was so excited that I think I lasted maybe 2 minutes, maybe.
You lasted like 6 pumps.
It was
6
pumps. It was
But he thinks it was bad, and I don't. I actually was very flattered. I really was. I was like, oh my gosh, well, that's cool. I mean, because he talked himself up, so I didn't take it as he was fibbing. I took it as that I just turned him on that much. And I don't know if that was me being overly positive, but it seemed to be the case. did I say, do you want to fuck my face?
No.
First,
no,
or was that afterwards?
No. So then okay. I also don't really have the ability to get erect again very quickly. But
oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Now. No,
given that she had only received 6 pumps, she was not really going for that. So then she gave me head, and at one point looked up at me like all lovingly and was all like, "Do you want to gag me?" And I was like, okay, all right.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then
I
was hard again after that.
if there is one thing that I know about Nyx, is that she will not be denied when it comes to wanting sex, and she will get it when it comes.
Yeah, she's very verbal about that want, and then she will definitely get what she wants out of that, for sure.
But with consent.
Of course, of course.
Well, yeah, but that's
I don't want it to sound like
that's the beauty of that's the beauty of being in that space, right? I mean, if you've got that kind of fire, and you're like, you know what, I want to have sex right now. Who wants to have sex with me? You get consent, but you also get the privilege of sex whenever you want it, because you are so vocal about wanting sex. I mean, it's
yeah.
So these are obviously, you know, good thoughts about having sex. Can you guys tell me about maybe one time, whether it was together or before you guys got together, where there was maybe a sexual experience that you look back on and you say, you know, man, I wish that hadn't happened, or I wish that